It's a big day today because we welcome the legend Norm Hitzkes into the studio. Today is Norm's final day doing a regular talk show here on the station. He is retiring as of noon today. Now, Norm's still going to be around for things like the NFL draft and the Normathon, but he's hanging up his microphone after 48 years of hosting a talk show in Dallas-Fort Worth, which, as George said, you are the greatest talk show host in the history of this market with a record like that. In the last 23 here at the Ticket, what was it like waking up this morning, Norm, knowing this was the final day?
It mixed emotions, for sure. As Mary and I drove in, I said, look at this city that has been such a home for years now. And you could never, when you start out, you never even consider the possibility of that. And I've told you these things before, guys. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss this show. I'm going to miss this job. Because you get addicted to it. You really do. And radio is hard to leave because, unlike TV, you're seeing the picture. Radio, you're painting the picture. You're taking the audience with a blank canvas, and you're putting something here, something there, something here, something there, and all of a sudden, the canvas creates a story.
You're just painting.
You
sit down, you just paint.
Like Mozart.
That's right.
Well, in true Norm fashion, he gets home at 1 o'clock last night because he was part of our draft coverage. And that's the thing that I don't know. Maybe that I take from you the most. We keep talking about your love for the job and sports and talking about it. But the fact that you're scheduled through the years of doing games and waking up the next morning, doing a show, and just like last night where you do the draft and here you are on your last day. I really thought, I had to think about it for a second, is Norm even going to do our draft coverage? He's got like one day left, but of course you would. It's the draft, for gosh sakes. Look,
the company has to squeeze the last blood out of the stone, you know?
But I listened last night. You guys were awesome. And you're still going to help us out with the draft because we can't do it without you, right?
Right. Well, I'm going to do, God willing, next year's NFL and NBA draft.
Great.
Which will be my 39th in each.
Gosh. Norm.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'll get to do the Normathon.
Yep.
And hang around. I mean, when Gordon leaves on vacation, I can be your yuck monk.
That would be awesome.
You want to fill in, do Muse sometime, Norm?
That'd be great.
How about next week? You can do all next week.
Gordon's already filling out the schedule.
That's right.
You know, I know they talked about this a little bit yesterday on the Hardline, on the Rant Revival. And I thought we'd bring it up here because our relationship with you goes way back. As I've said before, it goes back for me when I was in high school prank calling your show on WBAP. But then as peers in this industry, when we took over the morning show, you were blowing and going doing the morning show KLIF, which you've been doing for a long time at that point. And I don't know if the P1s know the full backstory, but since we were going up against you, we were rivals. And you wanted to beat us, and we wanted to beat you.
You bet.
And so we were trained to go get Norm. You know, Norm is the big guy. Go get Norm.
We were told kill.
So then a few years later, a lot of things happen, and we're owned by the same company, and they decide that it would be best for Norm to come join the Ticket.
And they told you the same thing. Kill.
Right. Well, when you came over, it was a little awkward between all of us because we had been such on-air rivals.
Yes.
And so we didn't really know how to act. And I know we were all like, well, how we're supposed to welcome this guy in now when we've been told to kill him and he's been told to kill us. And now he has to make nice with us. And so for the first few weeks or few months, it was very awkward. But then we got to see up close how you work and the prep that you put into your daily show, and what when we got to know you on a personal level and know what a warm, friendly, lovable person you are. And it was in pretty short order that we went from you being our rival to just absolutely loving you and adoring you. And that's the kind of person that you are. You won us over very quickly.
Well, Junior, thank you. You can't tell how much I appreciate those statements, but that feeling for decades now. And I think it was awkward coming here because I think you guys were thinking, does he know all the stuff we said about him?
That's what George was thinking.
Not me. I wasn't too worried about it. But as we referenced this article several times this week, Kevin Sherrington's article on you was great.
Oh, so great.
There's been awesome ones written on you in the Observer and the Morning News. But when he asked me that question, he said, how did that work? And I said, well, I guess looking back at it, it wasn't really anything we did. It was Norm. And it was from that very first minute when you came on and, you know, probably the first day you walked into the studio, you probably patted me on the back and said, hey, pal, how's it going? You know, and she's like, well, how can we be mad at this guy? He's the nicest guy in the world. But I give you credit for that, you know, to mending whatever fence we had to mend. It was instantaneous when you got here. You're just one of our teammates.
Well, at that point, you must realize something. There was competition here as soon as you started at the Ticket. And the morning show was Skip Bayless. Skip is maybe the most brilliant sports writer I have ever read in my life. Mm-hmm. Now,
I thought that too. Gordon and I have debated that through the
years. We've battled that.
Now, Skip doesn't have it in him to laugh. A guffaw right. has never happened.
That's true.
With Skip. And
Gordon found that out the hard way working on a show.
Person hired to do comedy on Skip's show. I learned quickly.
Never laughed.
And when the sports fan nation in this city is absolutely gutted by something, you've got to have compassion. You got to hurt with them. You have to say, hey, don't worry, it's going to get better. And, you know, we rode that cowboy high for years. And then we rode that cowboy low for years.
Still riding it.
It's exactly right. But you've got to feel for the people you're talking to. And I really admire Skip, but I don't think he had those emotions in him.
Mm-hmm.
We were rivals, and I knew you did. I knew you liked to laugh a lot. You liked to have fun, and you also had very serious segments where you analyzed. You studied. You came up with angles. That's a great mixture for a talk show. That's why you all have been where you are now for more than a quarter of a century. That's why you're the major market personalities of the year. By the way, recognized about 12 to 14 years too late. But we don't want to get into that.
Well, that's kind of you, Norm.
Yeah, thank you, Norm.
But when you feel competition, you feel real competition. I would have enjoyed, honestly, having Skip across from me a little longer. I don't want that to be a nasty statement to Skip.
You don't mean that negatively.
No, disarming phrase. I don't want that to be nasty.
But. No, I don't. But when you all arrived, when the station switched personnel and the tickets started to form, you became something. And look what we are now. Sports stations in a lot of cities are big-time stations. They generally aren't the blowtorch of the city. And, gee, it's it's with such pride that we've all seen the ratings books and things like that for the last several months, back in the last year. And you take some pride in that. And you don't, some of it's individual, but what it is you realize this station works. It works starting at 5:30 in the morning, and sometimes it works to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And it is such a terrific, just a terrific memory to have been part of that.
And you were, in a lot of ways, the missing piece. You know, a championship team will add a Charles Haley, or, and you were that. We needed you because you were so different than any of us. And that's one thing I think that helped the ticket in the beginning. We were all different, but then we brought in this legend and this guy who is so unique, and you kind of completed us.
Well, yeah. Thank you for two things. First of all, though, I don't believe I want to be referred to as the Charles Haley piece that was in here. Charles the other day on the air saying, I've still got some rough edges.
Right.
Yes, he does.
That sound like George.
And the other thing was, I was straight when I got here.
I'm gayer than a $357 bill now.
See?
He keeps at it, doesn't he,
Norm,
until the last day.
I'm going to miss this. Would you? I'll give you our phone number at home.
So you can do some complete the sentence, Norm.
Yeah. So you can call me 3-4 times every morning. Zing me. But what I thought I brought to you was a guy with a straight sports reputation.
Mm-hmm.
You were fantastic, still are, at entertaining. But, you know, stations are mixes of people.
Yes.
And this has proven to be a wonderful mix.
I wrote down a few of my favorite things about Norm. You are the all-time ticket drop machine. We have more Norm drops in there, and you have given us so many laughs with so many great drops. You're amazing at that.
Well, let me tell you, I expect those are going to continue after I leave.
Yeah, sorry.
And Mary's here with me today, and she has my full permission to grant you all the right to keep using those even when I've moved to the great sports state.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
thank you, Norm.
We'll put some echo on them then.
Yes.
Also, it should be noted that Norm, from the second he got here, rolled with the punches, the fake Norms, the, you know, what the e-brakes, all of that. You rolled with the punches and still do. And you have been so great from that regard, because a lot of people would have gotten their back up. They wouldn't have liked that. But you've been such a great teammate from that standpoint of, and a lot of us up here at the ticket have to, you know, we get kicked in the nuts a lot up here. And
yes.
And you have taken all of it with a smile, and you're just such a great teammate from that standpoint.
Okay.
Okay.
That was an actual Norm burp from a long time ago.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate that.
You're also the best post-game show host in the history of sports radio. I think that's where you shine in many different areas, but you really shine after a really tough loss for some team, Cowboys in particular, because you come in with hot sports opinions, you come in blazing, and you're fine going toe-to-toe with the callers, and that's when maybe you're at your most entertaining.
Puke for football. I think that's where we got that.
Puke.
From a
puke for football.
Puke for football.
And everybody should know the little nice things that Norm does. Most mornings, he will come in here and he will have an interesting note for me, or he will have a little article that he clipped out of a magazine about a great bike ride in New Zealand, or in, he's always thinking of you. And so he does these little niceties, and it's almost every morning. Like, I love seeing you come in every morning. I'm going to miss that, because you always come in with a, hey, Junior, did you hear about this? Or, hey, Junior, look at this article. And I just, that means a lot.
Well, I've learned so much from this station, and I had no idea when I got here how wonderfully personal this station could be. We suffer things. we get married. We get children.
That's,
we get
that's
children.
Suffering things?
No. We get children who move out, and you become an empty nester. And you have situations where suddenly Gordon leaves because there's a Lee Harvey Oswald auction.
hey, there's an emergency Lee that's Harvey Oswald
personal.
Auction. I got to go, guys.
That's very personal.
But that's what I love about this station. You can get personal with people and sometimes have real fun with them. But that is the ticket. Listen, sports talk stations are easy to do. They're easy to put together. They're easy to put on the air. They're easy to schedule. Ours has been copied a lot, not only in this city, but several other cities have copied this. You know what they don't have? They don't have us.
Well, they hadn't had Norm, that's for sure.
Well, no, include the whole group. They don't have us. And I don't know how to tell people how to create the kind of mixture we have here, because it takes all kinds of people. It really does. I told Dan the other day on the air that I regarded him when I got here as an acquired taste.
We still do, yeah.
Well, but he's different. He has a different style on the air. Dan always seems to have some small knife ready with a comment.
Yeah, sometimes it's as a defense mechanism. Sometimes he attacks with it.
Hey, I always considered Dan an old school broadcaster. I could see him.
So, Patton invaded Sicily. Welcome to New York Radio. You're listening to continued coverage of World War II here.
Hey, real quick. Who are some of the people? I know you've heard from dozens and dozens, hundreds of people this week, but who'd you hear from just yesterday? I think that's a interesting snapshot of just the people you've impacted through the years.
Well, over the last 24 hours, just this, I was sitting prepping for the draft, and Tom Grieve, and then Pat Green, and then Josh Bogorod, and I checked my email, and there was John Shambi. And there was the daughter of Eddie Barker, the man who hired me in this city 52 years ago January.
Wow.
Man.
Leslie.
And the memories rush back to you. John Heidke, my boss at HSE. It was just, and it is such a trip. I mean, sitting here with you guys. This is the last time we're going to do. Well, maybe not.
We'll see you later this morning.
You never know.
But in the 8 o'clock officially. Hour. Yeah, last time officially.
Yeah, not the 6:50 segment, please.
Let's sleep in, and I hope you sleep in Monday. Doggone it! Don't wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
I hope you realize. Oh my gosh, it's 8:30. And then you get near the radio to hear the 8:40 bit.
Well, Sean and Donnie already know that about 8:30 Monday morning, I'm emailing the segments I think they should do on
the show. You guys ought to talk about this.
Yep. Put this front and center.
Norm, thank you so much for being a dear colleague over the years, a dear friend, and we're going to miss you tons. We love you.
You're the greatest, Norm.
10 to noon today, Norm's final show with Donnie. Going to have Jerry Jones on.
Jerry Jones, Dan Bennett.
Great.
And you guys, eventually.
Yes, we will be in there, too. So we'll see you there.
Really good time. Really good.
Norm is wearing a Bob's Steak and Chop House shirt.
Hey.
He's true to the brand.
He's true to the brand. Of the freebies.
You got to promote the brand, Jordan.
It's all about the brand.
You got to promote the brand. Hey, Morden. I love you.
Oh, I love you, Norm.
What a moment. What a moment. We all love you, Norm.
You've been genuinely fantastic to work with, and you've put up with a lot of my ribbing and attempts at humor, and you handled it like a champ, and you've made it you've made it a joy to work alongside you. Because I was really worried that you would be upset with me when you came to the station, and we had our first initial talk, and then we quickly settled into a rhythm, and we never got out of that rhythm.
And finally, Andy told me last night he still wants to appear on the stage.
See there?
Kill me, Norm.
Thank you, Norm. Enjoy your final show today.
Thanks,
we'll all
lads.
Be listening.
All right, Norm.
See you.
The legend, Norm Hitzkes, calling it quits today. 10 to noon, Norm and Donnie, Jerry Jones' special guest, should be a great listen.